as we just heard, it looks like Qantas Flight 94 from Los Angeles, that would be an A380, I assume, has just made an unexpected landing at Avalon. That must have been a nice shock for some people on the Geelong Road. We'll find out why next. It's 14 to 8. 11 minutes before 8. QF94, LA to Melbourne, LA to Tulla, has just landed at Avalon Airport. James Nixon is a former A380 captain. James, good morning to you. It would be an A380, yeah?
It certainly was an A380, yes, Qantas one.
So, we're told it suffered wind shear on approach to Melbourne. Tell us, what is wind shear? Does it sneak up on you? How frightening would it have been for pilot and passengers?
Well, wind shear happens when there's a change of direction and speed in the wind, and we have these strong northerly winds. You don't get 21 degrees overnight in September in Melbourne unless you get a very strong northerly wind bringing the heat from the centre of Australia. And so the strong northerly wind charges down the runway at Melbourne Airport from the north, and as it goes over the end of the runway, it falls down into about 300 feet deep into this huge area of the Market Gardens south of the airport, and it becomes very turbulent and rotating and spinning around. The wind at 3,000 feet when Paul Carruthers flew in this morning was 140 degrees. It's a southeasterly at about 60 knots, and it was changing in direction to a northerly at the airport of about 40 to 45 knots. So when you go through this area of changing wind, it becomes pretty bumpy. And normally there's no problems, but sometimes the aeroplane calculates that it could be dangerous and makes an alarm, and the pilots have to go around.
Righto, so why didn't they go round and land again at Tulla? Is it because they think, oh, we'll just encounter the same wind shear, so we'll go to Avalon?
Well, the problem is with wind shear, yeah, it persists for a while, so they could have it again next time around. And when you're coming from LA all the way to Melbourne, you don't have enough fuel to sit around and wait for a long time. So it's probably more prudent to go and sit on the ground in Avalon, get some more fuel, and then you've got lots of time to have many goes to get back into Melbourne.
Well, even an A380, which is the largest passenger aircraft in the world with four engines, that suffered from turbulence, did it, coming into Melbourne?
Well, it may have been sent around. We haven't yet to speak to him, but he may have been sent around because the plane in front, which was a Virgin 737, that may have had troubles with the turbulence, and that may have the ATC may have sent the A380 around because of the aircraft in front. So we don't really know the reason why, whether it was his wind shear or wake turbulence, or whether it was the airplane in front.
So will the passengers now be getting on buses from Avalon Airport?
I doubt it. You'd have to speak to Qantas operations, but I'd reckon with 500 passengers, it's so much easier to process them in Melbourne, so they'll probably just put some fuel on the airplane and then fly it over.
Presumably when they're satisfied that they won't encounter wind shear.
Oh, well, yeah, but if you've got enough fuel, you can have numerous goes and you will get in. So they'll just have extra fuel on board.
Okay. I've got a vague memory, James, that there was a plane crashed, killing everyone on board due to wind shear. I'm going to say Dallas. Was it in America years ago?
That's right. That's right. And when we first discovered about microbursts, Ross, remember with a big, huge thunderstorm, we had no idea of the energy inside huge thunderstorms. Now pilots aren't allowed to fly in an active thunderstorm. The energy in a huge thunderstorm, like the ones they get over Darwin, they can be 10 to 100 times the bombs of Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
James, we're grateful for you. Just confirming, you said the pilot, I think he's a mate of yours, is Captain Paul Carruthers, yeah?
He is, and he didn't flash the lights. I was taking his photo as he came over Albert Park. Normally he flashes his headlights when I get a picture of that, but he's in trouble today.
Good on you, James. James Nixon, former A380 captain. And I reckon one of the people, I don't know why, I think one of the people on that plane in America that crashed was Rod Laver's brother. I don't know why I think that. Well, she'll go and research. I'll make that an Instant Radio Solutions question. 96900693. Need a question answered, a bet settled, or some late homework done? I know, for example, that John Anderson is writing an article. Graham, question?
Yeah, that interview with the pilot a minute ago, you didn't ask him how that A380 landed safely at Avalon. I mean, it's a very short runway.
James, would you be able to ring us back and answer that, James Nixon? And there must have been people on the Geelong Road who got a bit of a fright. Mm. Craig. James Dixon says it's a long runway at Avalon, so there's no issues there. 8 o'clock.
The latest news at Vic Super. We'll help you sort out your super so you get more with award-winning services and advice. Get more of the future. 693 News.
21 degrees in Melbourne, windy and cloudy today, a top of 26. 8 o'clock, good morning. I'm David Armstrong. High winds have forced a Qantas flight to divert, make an early landing. QF94 has just touched down at Avalon Airport after the aircraft suffered wind shear on approach to Melbourne. Former A380 Captain James Nixon telling 3AW Breakfast strong northerlies charging down the runway prompted the precaution.
It becomes very turbulent and rotating and spinning around. So when you go through this area of changing wind, it becomes pretty bumpy. And normally there's no problems, but sometimes the aeroplane calculates that it could be dangerous and makes an alarm and the pilots have to go around.
Trees have come down on the roofs of homes.